Welcome. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio.
Is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted interference far outweigh the dangers when you are citing to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our conditions do not provide that. And there is very grave danger in the announced need for free security. Welcome back. Welcome, Shalom and Namaste. That was a remix with our good old president, JFK. One of the last real presidents we've had before he was assassinated. Anyways, you're tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can tune in every Friday night live, where you can hear the colors and see the music. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. It's Friday, December 17th, 2010. And we have some real exciting and groundbreaking news tonight, as well as news and updates from all over the world. And we have two very special guests joining us tonight as well. I have Betsy Otter Thompson joining us first, and after that we have Michael Scalar, a.k.a. DJ Scalar, joining us at the later second half of the show. And we're going to start off going over some updates and some news from around the world, some interesting articles, which we do every week here just to spread the truth and knowledge, and some really, really exciting events, as well as some really shocking events. One of the first things, news I saw about a week ago, and this one really, really got me upset, it's an article about the Hopi people and how the federal government is voting out the Hopi history. And what I mean by that is this. I'll read you just a little piece of the article. Sadly, these threats are coming from within the Hopi Nation. The empowered governing council, which is supported by the federal government, is controlled by Hopi, unsympathetic to their ancestral ways. In fact, this governing council has scheduled a referendum for January 27, 2011. If passed, the four remaining traditional chieftain villages will be eliminated. These villages will no longer have the freedom to choose their path, but will mandate to follow direction from the governing council. To me, that is just unbelievable. It's out in the news, it's public, and they're erasing history. Not just any history, but one of the oldest traditions in history of one of the oldest native tribes known to man right now. Moving along, also something else I saw shocking, and this is from the Eastern Islanders out there, where they're having problems where the government's taking over their natural land. Unfortunately, most natives, they don't have documents proving this is their land, and the government over in the Eastern Islanders has been confiscating their land all over the islands there, and there's more than 5,000 residents now that have been ousted from their houses, and that's another upheaval going on. And this stuff is happening all over. We talked about the Amazon a few weeks ago, where the deforestation there has destroyed over 90 indigenous tribes in the last 20, 30 years of deforestation. And, you know, it's unbelievable. So people need to be aware of this stuff. Also, I saw something very exciting in the news, and this is something that definitely proves we're not alone out there. New estimate of stars in the universe is 300 sextillion. 300 sextillion. That is a 3 with 22 zeros behind it. New estimate of stars in the universe. As well as scientists have now attached barcodes to mouse embryos, and human ones coming soon. That was a pretty interesting article that I read, and that just gives you an idea of how far advanced people are, we are, and a little taste of what's to come if global governments have their way. Attaching barcodes to mouse embryos, quote-unquote human ones coming next. The Spanish scientists have attached silicone barcode labels to embryos. And, yeah, that was a kind of interesting article I read as well. As well as another one, the U.S. Air Force first unmanned space plane returned to Earth Friday, but its mission remains shrouded in secrecy. Now, this one I read, I didn't even know we had unmanned spacecrafts flying around the Earth, but apparently we do. This one has been above orbit for 220 days in orbit. The unmanned space plane conducted an orbit experiment. It also fired its orbital maneuver engine in low Earth orbit to perform an astronautonomous re-entry before landing, the Air Force said. So, another interesting article. Didn't know we had unmanned spaceships flying around doing secret co-op experiments, but that was in the newspapers. Now, this article came out of Egypt, and I think by far this is one of the most exciting news topics articles of the year. The caption reads, the headline, Egyptian archaeologist admits pyramids contain UFO technology. In a shock state, head of the Cairo University Archaeology Department, Dr. Ala Shahin, has told an audience that there might be truth to the theory that aliens helped the ancient Egyptians build the oldest pyramids, the pyramids of Giza. On being further questioned, a delegate from Poland as to whether the pyramid might still contain alien technology or even a UFO within its structure, Dr. Shaheen was vague and replied, "I cannot confirm or deny this, but there is something inside the pyramid that is, quote-unquote, not of this world." Delegates to the conference on ancient Egyptian architecture were left shocked. However, Dr. Shaheen has refused to comment further or elaborate on his UFO and alien-related statements. Now, I didn't see that in the news here, but to me, that is profound and it's exciting that the head of the Cairo University of Archaeology finally admits and states that there is evidence to support the theory that they were not built just by humans. Well, to most of us, duh. But that's great to see in the news for mainstream. It's exciting news. It's one of the biggest breakthroughs. It's definitely goes against a lot of mainstream history, a lot of mainstream media, a lot of mainstream shows I've seen on TV over the years that the pyramids are only 6,000 years ago, when multiple tests show that they are way older than that. So that was a really, really exciting article I found as well. And that's some real exciting news that all these things are coming to surface and over these recent times, these weeks are just unbelievable with the news pouring in. Another article found here in the U.S. that I found is Georgia residents report mysterious boom. Now, this article stuck out because I have actually talked to a couple of people across the country that on numerous occasions have heard these mysterious booms. Some up in Boston, Texas. This one's in Georgia. Now, this mysterious boom was heard over three counties. It lit up all switchboards. And, of course, police always replied, "We couldn't find anything," and that was the end of it. But the mysterious booms that people are hearing are real. What they are, who knows? But there are people all over the country that are hearing them. Now on to the weather. We talked about the weather the last radio show. The weather is and was getting cold then, and frost, freeze, frigid cold weather is coming again to grip the U.S. Flood has been ravaged all over Australia regions and warned to expect more rain, as well as the Australian rains and floods warned will cut wheat exports. Now, we go over the world news a lot because of the intensity of how many things in the world are going on during this time period and how fast Mother Earth is picking up for the coming changes ahead. So all these different news sources, different outlets that I go through and read, all these links are available on our website, starseedenergyradio.com, and you need to be up to date on this. So you could share this knowledge, share this information with friends, show them that the Earth is changing, these things are real. Another article I found here in the U.S., and this one really, really popped out at me. This one is Exorcist Wanted, Apply to Catholic Church. This is an article talking about how there's a very, very increased need for exorcists here in the U.S., currently, there is just 5, but a group over the weekend got together, and there is now 112 doing different ceremonies and getting the whatever you need to become a cleric of a priest to do the exorcist. Now, it also says in this article here that there has been an increased demand for exorcisms in recent times, which he noted were rarely performed. That popped out to me because there's a lot of energy hitting the earth right now. There's a lot of things happening, and things like this are going to be more prone to happening. So that was just some more truth to show people that there's a lot of things going on out in the world. And even the Catholic Church has noticed it. There's a need for hundreds of exorcists now. So a little tidbit for you. Also, the snow over the UK, the army has been on standby. Another article I found, David Cameron has said that the army stands ready to help during any further snow chaos this winter. Heavy snow fell in Scotland and northern England last week. There's some photos, and this is across all over the UK. We're talking Scotland, Northern Ireland, Yorkshire, all over the UK, as well as China, Russia, even the Middle East. I read articles that the Middle East is just being slammed with weather that's never been seen before. Also another article, this one was very interesting. Alien planet discovered, but it shouldn't exist. Astronomers yet explain unusual massive disk or dust. An alien star has now been discovered to have an extra planet that astronomers so far cannot explain. Very, very interesting article. I'm going to post this one up on Starseed Energy Radio under the news. and with a link to it. Very, very interesting stuff. Talks about the size of planets and how these planets just cannot exist, how close they are to each other. Another headline I saw, massive earthquake fears rise after mysterious object moves near to Earth. This one is a huge object heading towards Earth. Some call it Planet X, Nibiru. But it is en route. The article goes to say that it will reach here in December 2012. Wow, that's quite odd that this massive object is moving to our planet and will reach here 2012, December. And I'll put the article up for that as well. Let's see, also in the news, we had a lot of the UK, the riots out there in Greece, Italy, Ireland, Russia. It's happening all over the world that people are realizing that these governments, these global elitists, they're all one, they're all controlling, and people are rising up. There's truth and knowledge leaking out all over. So those are some of our top articles and news. I'll post all these up on the website for you. And I'm going to play another track. When we come back, we're going to go live to our interview with Betsy Otter Thompson. And after that, we have Michael Scalar, DJ Scalar, coming up. So without any further ado, this is the time of the show to sit back, relax, and enjoy some good music. And we'll be right back with Betty Thompson.
Rains.
From DJ Scalar's mix Amazon, available at www.scalar-e.com. And now joining us on the line, we have author of The Mirror Theory, her newest book, Betsy Otter Thompson, at www.betsythompson.com. She's also the author of four other books that were published and distributed through her own company, Ascension Publishing. And Betsy, are you on the line?
I'm here, Jonah. Hi.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm happy to be here. I'm just great. Thank you.
Good, good. I just want to just read a little bio that I have on you, just to give people a little bit of background. I see here that you're native from Philadelphia and graduated the University of Pennsylvania, as well as you worked as an account executive for WFIL Radio in Philadelphia, and then from there went to two other radio stations. And as well as that, you've done commercial print model and acted in television commercials in New York and also Philadelphia. And then for 17 years, you also worked in Los Angeles in the motion picture and television company Castle Rock Entertainment, very well known, as the assistant to the chairman and CEO. And then in August 99, you followed your boss there to Warner Brothers and took a new position there as president and COO and became his executive assistant. And is now writing full-time, and that's a very, very corporate, interesting background, and that's really very, you know, it stuck out to me, and very not your typical background for what most would people say is a spiritual person or healer.
Right.
So first question is, what was your real awakening to that things were different than what you were experiencing in the corporate world in L.A. and La La Land, and, you know, when did the real awakening, when did the bubble really burst for you, so to say?
Well, the truth is that the job at Castle Rock and Warner Brothers was a lifesaver for me, because I had started, I was almost a bag lady in California. I was in such bad way. And I started doing the writing, and that the writing was the turnaround. And when I acknowledged the gift and said that I was going to use it, then I said, well, I sort of said a prayer that I needed a job that would support me, and 3 weeks later I had the job at Castle Rock. So now my job in the corporate world was a lifesaver for me, because I could work during the day and then write all night. So my experience was a good experience, and I looked at it as the answer to my prayer, really. And I worked for a wonderful man for 18 years and loved his wife and his family, and it was a fantastic thing for me, because it enabled me to do the writing, and that's what I needed at that point. So the turnaround came really from just spending the first half of my life blaming everyone else for my problems, and then realizing that it was sink or swim, and so I started taking responsibility for the mess I was in, and that's when things started turning around.
That's right, and as soon as you start dropping that fear, that's the biggest part, and that holds us all back. And talking about your writing, I see you've written four other books, and what can you tell us about those? The Love Parent, The Love Human, You Are What You Think. How did those transpire?
Well, it was just all started after I decided that I was going to use this gift of being able to. I mean, I was like 5 years old when I realized I could talk to spirit, and but it was a very traumatic experience, because my sister freaked out and teased me unmercifully for weeks, and so I sort of didn't acknowledge that I had the gift or ignored it until midlife, and then I decided that I was going to honor it, and that's when the writing began. And I self-published the first four books, and then the next book was published by Hampton Roads Publishing, and then this one was published by John Hunt Publishing in England. The imprint was Ovo Books, And so it's been a journey of writing for about 23 years altogether. I always think the book that I'm writing is the best book I've written because the book I'm writing is the one that has all my answers.
And how's the family side been supportive-wise through all this? I mean, because most people that are aware that they can talk to spirit or have these gifts, especially the children now, most people aren't too open to it. Most parents shun it. How is your family supporting in your gifts?
They weren't supportive. In fact, to this day, my sisters really don't, they don't really pay much attention to what I'm doing. My children are interested, but... I come from a very conservative family, and they just think I'm out there, uncomprehendable. But that's okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody comes here for their own reasons, and it's fine. They don't have to be interested in what I'm doing. It doesn't mean I don't love them or they don't love me. It's just that they have other interests. That's all.
Yeah, that's one thing I've always noticed is we're definitely few and far between for the ones that are awake and that know truth. And it's most of us always have a struggle with family. And I think that's part of makes us who we are. So,
yeah, that's true. It's true. That's true. Very true.
It's always a blessing from no matter how it comes. It's a blessing. Now, one of the things I noticed as well as doing some research on your books and website is you had a YouTube video of Earth Changes, and that really talked about what I like to focus on a lot is the Earth changing, the news, the events that are happening, the volcanoes. When did you really start to see that shift, the Earth changes take place?
Well, I asked about it. I asked Spirit about it, and what I heard was that to understand the rebirthing of our planet, you only have to understand the human rebirthing process. It's exactly the same because I believe that the universe reflects back to us our mirrors, and we can understand what's happening by just understanding ourselves. And so the planet is going through a process of rebirthing, and it's just like the birthing of the human child. When the labor pains start, they're few and far between and they're very mild, and as the birth approaches, the labor pains come closer together and become more intense. And then as the birthing process takes place, it's rather traumatic, and it's rather a messy deal until, at first, but after the birth has happened, the relative calm prevails. And so I believe that's what I've heard from Spirit is what the Earth is going through. And when you think about it, the Earth has to rebirth because it's the only way that it can stay healthy. It has to renew itself and rejuvenate itself so the game on Earth can continue. So it's perfectly natural that it should be happening, and I don't think it's something that should be looked at as unusual or weird. I think it's a natural process.
Correct, and also with all the information and science out there, I mean, I've seen it on the History Channel and Science Channel. It's a fact that the Earth aligns, every 26,000 years. These changes are very well noted in science. I mean, it's all documented. And people need to be aware of that. It's a fact that it's happening. It's a changing. It's a natural process. It's nothing to be afraid of, and it has to happen, just like you said, because once again, humans have pretty much polluted and are well on their way to destroying most of Mother Earth's natural resources, and that has to stop.
Yeah. Well, what I understand is that this process would be happening anyway, but because the Earth is not healthy, it's going to be a little bit more dramatic than it would otherwise because there's more for the Earth to heal. So we've made it a little more difficult than it had to be simply because the Earth needs to do a lot of healing.
Yeah, absolutely. And now in your new book, the latest book, The Mirror Theory, can you give us a little breakdown of that, exactly how the book came to you and what type of work you put into it?
Well, the Mirror Theory is the first in a trilogy of three books. And Walking Through Illusion, the book that's recent, is the second in the trilogy. And really, it started out because when I knew I had this gift and I was going to use it, I asked myself, well, what is it, Betsy, that you could, what is it you want to know? You have this gift and you can speak the Spirit. What is it you want to know? And so what I wanted to know really was I was curious about Jesus' life. I wanted to know if what I'd heard was true or whether it was untrue. And I wasn't a Christian. I'm not a Christian now. So it has nothing to do with Christianity at all. It was simply my curiosity about this man who had lived on Earth. And so that's how the mirror theory started. It's about his family and his relationship with them. And this book is about his friends and acquaintances, and the next book is more about his life specifically, or like the years, the lost years, those, that kind of idea. So it's just, but it's not, it's about, you know, how these people live their emotional challenges. It's the exact same way that we live our emotional challenges, and how they grew from knowing each other, and what they learned from each other, what he learned from them, they learned from him. And the book shows that he was just a man like any other man who was here to live his life and to live his challenges and to grow, and he was just a little bit more willing to go deeper within than most of us are willing to go. But there's nothing different about him than anyone else who's been here to live their life and learn what they could.
Correct. And he is now an ascended master, and he was one of the great ascended masters of that time, from what I understand. And that book is also, and all the information is available on your website, which is www.betsythompson.com. And do you have any future projects or books or anything you're working on?
Well, the next one is called, the next of this trilogy is called Mind, Heart, Wholeness. And it's, as I said, about his life specifically and his challenges when he was traveling and who he met and who was kind of a guru to him. And so that's what that's about. And I've created two games, but I haven't gotten them out there in the world yet. But so I'm always writing something.
Excellent. All right. Well, again, the website's www.betsythompson.com. And Betsy, thank you so much again for coming on the show and spreading some light and love to everybody and some knowledge and truth. We really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me, Jonah. I enjoyed it.
I'll talk to you soon. And for everyone else, we have DJ Scalar coming up next. And again, we'll give you another sample from his track, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And joining us now, we have Michael Scalar, DJ Scalar. I've talked about him a lot on the show, as well as played a lot of his music. And there's a lot of reasons why. We're going to get into a lot of that tonight. Just to give you a little background, DJ Scalar has played all over the world. Some of his major events that he's been at is WMC, Ultra Music Fest, my favorites, coming from South Florida.
was at the first WMC, Love It, World Electronic Music Festival, the Canada Love Festival, the Canadian Hawaii Electronic Music Festival, the Sundance for 3 years, the list goes on. Event headline DJs such as Deep Dish, Carl Cox, Moby, deadmau5, and the list goes on. And without any further ado, Michael Scalar, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, Jonah?
Excellent. How you doing? Good. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Good. So just to get a little background on you and yourself, what was your first tune that you made, and what inspired it? What got you into it?
The first tune that I made was really, like, officially Angels Down, and what inspired that was actually a Russian Orthodox symphony. The energy that they had was really inspiring, so I actually put a clip in from them, and you can find that on SoundCloud. It's downloadable, but you can listen to the original draft.
Got you. So it was an actual Russian symphony. And what age were you when you first made that track?
I think it was like 3 years ago, so 24.
Excellent. And the first club that you went to, what was like the first paying gig? What was your first big gig that you got as a DJ?
Oh, man, that's hard to say. I guess back a while. The first gig that like comes to mind that was really amazing was this like underground gig I had the Big Island in the middle of the jungle, and I played inside a little shack, but the sound system was outside, so there was like 40 people inside a shack and 200 people outside the shack, and like people spinning fire naked. It was like a total Burning Man type of party, and it was just epic. Like, everything about it was just nuts.
Yeah, nice. And was that abroad, or was that here in the States?
Oh, that was in Hawaii, on the Big Island.
That was in Hawaii. Okay, so that's considered the States. And I'm sure you traveled to the island of Ibiza off the coast of Spain. What do you feel about Ibiza?
Ibiza is cool. I actually got there just as they implemented new laws. It's kind of like the first step of what the U.S. took on anti-rave laws. So they're limiting like anybody with any kind of sound system to not play past, I think it's 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. or something. So like, if you're above a decibel level, the police will actually come and just slap a ticket on you. So kind of late, but in itself, Ibiza is really amazing. Everybody is just there having a really amazing time, and just really nice people. And the party is really great too. Everything about the clubs there, they do top notch. It was a lot of fun when I went.
Yeah, when I was out in Ibiza actually recently last year, I finally made it out there. I heard about it for years, my whole life, and finally made it out there. And the energy and the people there was definitely something I've never felt before. It's a good vibe and energy out there. What was your first big gig or first big club that you really felt the energy, that you really felt that what you were doing was something different?
Oh, man, that would have to be Sundance 2005. We set up an energy enhancement system in this IP place, and we had, like, Snoop Dogg chilling in there, and, like, so many A-list people come through, and it's funny because everybody knows who, what was his name, DJ AM is. He forego his gig and let me play. It wasn't even him really foregoing. He just decided not to play, so he let me come in and play. By foregoing, and I ended up opening for D-Dish and just rocking it.
Nice. That's definitely a good party to get into for your first time to really feel it. And now. Going into the Scalar fields of Scalar energy, give us your interpretation. What exactly is a Scalar field, and what's your description and of it? What exactly would you say would be an easy description of a Scalar field, Scalar energy, for people that just don't have any clue what that is? Oh, I think we lost them. We had a pretty choppy connection, and I believe this Seth is trying to get him back. He's the engineer at BBS Radio, and let's see. Yeah, that was a bad connection. And what I was going to go into is with DJ Scalar is what the Scalar field is. I'm going to read what the technical term is. When we get DJ Scalar back, we'll talk with him. But the technical term is Scalar fields have always existed. You may not have ever heard of them before, the Scalar fields, like I said, but they're well known in astrophysics, geology, and hydrodynamics. A scalar field is known as a fifth-dimensional, nonlinear field. Scalar fields exist out of relative time and space, thus they do not decay over time or distance from their source. They are unbounded and capable of passing through solid matter. The human body has crystalline structures in every cell wall that are capable of holding a charge. When the human body enters a scalar field, the electromagnetic field of the individual becomes excited. So the scalar field basically can go through time, space, matter, and activates crystalline structures in every cell of human DNA. In other terms, it's a healing energy field. And that healing energy field is what makes the music played by DJ Scalar so unique and so intense. So the scalar field is a field that activates crystalline DNA that makes you feel better, gives you energy. A lot of different spas in L.A. and all around the world use this for, quote-unquote, sound healing, which is what they call it. And in that sound healing process, they use these scalar fields, which is helps the immune system and everything else. Moving on with that, also about the scalar fields, is there something developed that was called the EE systems. The EE system is actually a system that uses scalar technology to return the body to move to original and appropriate electric matrix. And the scalar systems, or EE systems, can be used. And DJ Scalar has used them at different events with his music, one of them being in Toronto, where he played for over 2,000 people. And I don't know if, Michael, you back, Scalar?
Yeah, man, sorry. We reconnected now on the landline.
Oh, okay, no worries. So what we're going into, I just read some technical terms of what scalar fields are. What's your description of a scalar field for everyone?
Bioactive fields of consciousness that allow for cellular regeneration is mainly what the EE system is used for. It's used for mostly spa and healing regeneration modalities. When I use it with music, I've actually rewritten the program, and it's called Scalar E, and I call it an atmospheric generation because it actually generates an atmosphere of euphoric energy. And it really hasn't been launched properly, but I'm probably going to officially launch it at a Burning Man regional in Florida the end of April. So anybody that wants to connect with that can hit me up on michaelscaler.com, and we'll see what happens with that. But it should be pretty epic.
That's awesome. Now we had talked about you using specific speakers, engineer, and design. Are you going to have those speakers out there?
We talked about Function 1, which is the number one sound system in the world. I found Turbo Sound, which is designed by the same R&D people as Function 1, for a really amazing price. So I ended up picking up some of those, and those actually get delivered this coming Monday. And I'm actually going to start playing with that, as well as creating some sounds that might actually come along with future EE system use, because I believe sound has a really amazing aspect for healing with the body. So we're going to play with that EE system as far as that point, but always music is my passion, so we're just going to progress.
Yeah, that's the main thing and why I play music on the show, and what I try to put into people is music is music to the soul. It's the answer. It speaks truth, and especially in the scene of electronic music, house music, that's our generation's truth and our generation's outlet for creativity. When was one of the first times where you really played your music with scalar fields in it, and you had an experience or had someone notice it and come up to you? Have you had anything like that?
Oh, man, it's always and every time. It goes so far back.
That's
being
what's
like
up
in high school, pretty much. Like the first system was actually when I was 16, and I was living in a house with it, and people would come over, and they would just wig out, and they didn't know what it was, but they would want to come back and be like, can we go in the scalar room? Can we go in the scalar room? Yeah. And obviously I started DJing like at age 16, so it was all kind of interconnected, and it continued. And like I threw house parties past that, like years later, and you know there'd always be a room in the house where there was a system, and like I'd be like, where did everybody go? And I go looking for them, and like especially this one system, like we had a 4-unit system set up, and there was a queen size bed, and like I'm looking for everybody, and so I walk in the room, and there's like 15 people just puddled on top of a queen size bed and a 4-unit system. And mind you, they're not on drugs, you know, they've had a few drinks, but you know, for people to like just kind of pile on top of each other on a queen size bed, that's pretty epic. So I started to take notes.
You know, something's up, and that's what's great about the music, and that's what I try to get across, and that's why I talk about your music a lot, is because it's doing something to people. It's healing them. It's activating them.
We're all energy, man. So if music is a frequency or an energy, it's having an effect. If every action has a reaction, music would have a reaction to the body. And if you listen to music, you'll listen to music and you'll be like, all of a sudden you become uplifted. Other music makes you depressed. Other music makes you angry. Some music makes you sad. It's just really tapping into that. The reality is we are all energy. And if play the right frequencies, it affects you in a positive way.
That's right. I did a show a few weeks ago. We talked about this always with the hip-hop and the last 8-9 years of what the hip-hop's doing, using the negative tones and the frequencies to bring down your energies, to bring down your chakras, and opposite of what you're doing.
It's partially that, but at the same time, these guys are using their music to manifest for themselves, which is really intriguing because they're talking about money, they're talking about cars, they're talking about women. Obviously, they don't have any of that. They don't have women, they don't have cars, they don't have money. If you look at celebrities, they really don't have a lot of money, so they're actually trying to manifest through their music, and it ends up working, so they do it again and again and again, and that's why they're all talking about the same crap. But the reality is they're not raising consciousness. They're just being greedy with their manifestation tactics.
Not only that, but then everyone else who listens to them on their headphones 24/7 manifests that reality. And unfortunately, for most people to get it, and middle class or lower classes to do a life of crime or something like that to get the funds to support a hip-hop lifestyle.
Totally.
Yeah. And I want to ask you also about the VJing that you do. How has VJing helped you with your music? How have you... notice that's helped.
That's really interesting because back to everything is energy. In VJing, I incorporate the technology itself, actually. I bring in the technology as a VJ substance mixed with positive things, mostly out of intention. So, you know, love, harmony, etc., peace, love, unity. And that goes into the VJing. People are subjected to what they're around, your product, your environment. So bring an environment that's positive, people become more positive. There's the whole reason why people go to, say raves or house music clubs, and there are no fights. You go to a hip-hop club, everybody's raging and wanting to punch each other. It's all about the product of your environment.
That's right. I've talked about that before. I've never seen a fight at any event I've been to in the last 15 years and at any parties I've been to.
Go to California. It's really interesting where there's so many gangs. And you'll show up at, like, a big, massive rave, and people are sporting their colors and stuff, but they're not fighting, they're battling. And by battling, I mean they're breakdancing. So all of a sudden, instead of using guns and fists, they're breakdancing and showing each other up on the dance floor instead of trying to beat each other up. It's really brilliant.
That's the way to do it, and I wish more people can get open to electronic house music, because it definitely has a lot of answers and truth that I've always been looking for.
And they are. Look at Lady Gaga and all the recent pop music. If you listen to it, it's house music.
Oh yeah, and not only them, but a lot of pop and stuff. They take a lot of electronic tracks, slow it down, speed it up, and copy a lot of it.
It's basically house music at 120 beats per minute, which is a little bit slow for house music. Normally, it's at 125 to 135, so it's at 120, a little bit slower, but still house music. Which is brilliant. And if you actually think about house music, it's a constant drone. It's boom, 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 boom. And when you look at it, it's actually an infinity wave. And an infinity wave is actually scalar.
There you go. And what was the first time you really heard about scalar fields and really learned about them? Was it at 16 when you started developing the first system?
Yeah, it was. My mom was actually the first person to really pioneer the new age of scalar. There was nobody really on the market doing it, and now there's a lot of people trying to come into it and talking about it and all that good stuff, which is great. Scalar has been around since Nikola Tesla, which goes back some 60, 70 years.
Right.
It really breaks down the research. It's really, really interesting. I encourage everybody out there to just Google Nikola Tesla and start Googling Tesla and scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R.
That's right.
It's an extremely interesting theory.
And the information, all the information's out there. It's all out there. You just have to look for it. You know, even what we talk about, we're not telling anyone anything. You got to do your own research and find your own truths. And what are some future plans? What are you producing now? What are you getting into? What are you looking to do in the future?
Oh man, right now we have a major deal to break into the market as the major scalar charging, and it's going to break into pretty much everything from clothes to music, to pretty much everything. Anything you touch, it'll be scalar. In the next 5 years, scalar is going to be a household name. That's the bottom line. As far as music goes for me, atmospheric generation. Scalar generates an atmosphere where you feel good, you feel alive, and negative frequencies don't come into scalar when it's done right. Scalar can be used for good, it can be used for bad. You come into a club where there's a scalar field that's used for the positive. There's no fights. There's no negativity. There's no Klingons, as in, you know, negative beings trying to jump on you because you're high on drugs or you're drunk. So everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah, that's what's up. And that's the future, and that's what I believe is our generation's real music. And I'm surprised, and I'm not surprised, but we talked about that every club should have one of these systems in it. And like you said, it should be a household name because it's...
Oh, no, it will be. We've been pioneering scalar since 2000, and everybody is already knowing about it, and nobody really even knows about it yet. So with the partners that we have now, scalar will be like a TV within 5 years.
That's what's up. Excellent. So that pretty much wraps up the interview, and I appreciate you for coming on. And as always, I'm sure we'll be in touch, and always love to promote your music and get the word out there, and I always will continue to do that. And,
appreciate it.
Yeah, any last words or anything to say out there?
Everybody just love one another. That's all I can say. It's one big planet of people, and everybody just needs to reach next to each other and give the person next to you a hug. It's all it's about.
It's that simple, right? If everyone could just get it.
No, you know, the Bible says, love thy neighbor. There is no border to neighbor. Everybody should love everybody.
That's right. We're all of the same family, and a much bigger family than what most people realize. So, Michael Scalar, again, thank you for joining us. And we'll play this next track, and we'll come back and just do some follow-ups. And we'll speak to you soon. Scalar, Michael, thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you, John. Much blessings to you and all your listeners.
Excellent. And we'll speak to you soon.
All right. Cheers, bro.
Okay, and welcome back again. That was a sample from DJ Scalar's mix Amazon, available at michaelscalar.com or scalar-e.com. Just want to thank the guests for coming on, Betsy Otter Thompson again, and DJ Scalar. And thank you for joining us again on the Starseed Energy Radio program, joining us every Friday night. And I just want to give a couple thank yous. Always want to thank Barbara Marie with angelmessages.net and languageoflight.net. And I always want to give a shout-out to my boy, Simeon. Simeon does the Cosmic Consciousness online as well as mycosmicblueprint.com. And always the AshtarCommandCrew.net, awesome, awesome site, and Starseeds.net, awesome site. Check them out. And always like to put out little grandmother out there, North American Shaman, and she is TribeOfManyColors.net. And thank you for everyone else for support of the show. And always, always keep within the light and stay within the light as best you can. We all know we're going through hard times now. There's a lot of more times ahead coming, and we should stay in happiness and bliss. And it's very tough in these times, but there's always ways to do it, music being the one. One thing that always takes you there and can take you away, even if it's just for a little bit. So again, thank you for joining us, and without any further ado, we'll end with a little bit more from DJ Scalar's mix, The Amazon. And enjoy your night. We will see you. Thank you for tuning in where you can hear the colors and see the music every Friday night.